In every single relationship, there are moments a couple shares that are so special that you will never forget where you were when it happened. For example, the first official date, the first time you see them without makeup. You'll always remember that moment. The first time you accidentally pass gas in front of them. And then awkwardly blame their grandma, who's also sitting at the dinner table in front of everybody. Like, what's up with this old lady, huh? God, I can't believe you guys have been keeping her around for so long. Happy Thanksgiving. And of course, there's one of the most important moments between any couple. The first time one person gets up enough courage to say those three magical words, I love you. When you hear them for the first time, you only have one chance to say something back, and it better be the right thing, or you could regret it forever. And it turns out there are a lot of people with regrets about that moment, because a national survey recently came out asking for the worst responses anybody has ever given after somebody said, I love you. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning. Number 8 on the list, A woman from Florida wrote, I was seeing this guy for a few months. And as I was leaving his house after one particularly good date night, Before I got in my car, we kissed, and I said, I love you.
Ooh.
He looked at me, half smiled, and said, that's legit.
That's legit?
Well, have a safe drive home. And then he closed the door to the car for me.
I'm guessing their relationship didn't last much longer after that.
I would think
they're
married for years now.
Oh, you think?
Number 7, a guy from Massachusetts said, I took my girlfriend to go to see the movie Shrek 3 in theaters. As the credits were rolling, she said something that made me laugh, and I told her I loved her.
Whoa.
She suddenly got really serious.
Oh, it was one of those like, oh, yeah,
I love you.
Yeah, oh no.
She suddenly got really serious and said, no, you don't. You have no idea what love is.
Whoa.
Ouch.
Someone was affected by Shrek 3, apparently.
And then it says, at that point, the movie music stopped playing because the credits were done. And we just sat there in silence for 5 minutes, both staring at a blank movie screen.
Oh, my God.
The people are coming in to clean up the theater, and they're like, excuse me, can you guys leave? He's like, no. You don't know what just happened. We have to sit here for a little while. I don't want to go get out of this place because I feel like we still should be quiet in here, and I don't want to go have a conversation in the car right now.
The only two people in the world that hate Shrek.
Yeah.
Like, they can never see that movie again.
Number 6, a woman from Oregon wrote, I told my boyfriend that I loved him after the 2-month point. We were swimming together in his pool, and I said, I love you. He paused like he wanted to say something but still kept quiet. Oh. So I told him, it's okay. You don't have to say it back. I just had to tell you.
Yeah. Aww.
And then it says he replied with, so what's up?
So what?
He's like, all right, good, because I wasn't wanting to say it back to you. So what's new in your world? I know we've been hanging out all day and you've already told me that, but let's change the subject from the whole love thing, okay?
And I like how he had so much time to pause and think about his response,
yeah, right?
too. And that's all that he could come up with.
All he could say.
I just hear sirens going off in his head, like, warning.
These are the worst responses people have ever said after hearing their significant other say, I love you, for the first time. Number 5, a woman from Kentucky said, I was dating a guy for a while, and we went out for a great night of salsa dancing.
Fun.
I had so much fun that on the cab ride home, I told him I loved him.
Mm.
He looked at me, gave me finger guns, and said, that's awesome. Pew, pew. And fired 2 shots from his finger pistols. Says that he actually made the pew pew sound.
Oh my God.
That's when, you know, as a guy, just go in for the kiss. You don't have to say anything. Just kiss her afterwards.
And you're just like, I don't know what to say.
Yeah.
I don't know how to smooth this over because I'm not at that point yet. Finger guns always seems to work in other situations.
Every situation.
I'll put a finger gun on her. She'll love it. Number 4, a woman from Ohio wrote, the first time I told my boyfriend that I loved him was via text. It was around midnight, and I had been lying in bed, unable to sleep because I was thinking about him.
Mm.
So I just picked up my phone and texted, hey, I just want you to know I love you.
Okay.
It says, I remember the butterfly feeling I had when I saw his text bubble responding.
Oh my God,
I hate that feeling.
And like, why would you drop the L-bomb for the first time via text message?
Yeah.
She says that the response just said, whoa, you drunk?
Yeah.
Because it was after midnight.
Yeah.
Her response back should have been, Oh my God, yeah. I'm lying in bed and that was a real moment and I wish you would have said something back other than, are you drunk?
I've responded to a couple guys with, you're drunk. Yeah. You need to think about that and we'll talk again in the morning.
I've had a lot of ex-girlfriends respond to me with, you're drunk. And that's because I was.
Yeah, exactly.
I've only said I love you to two people when I haven't been blacked out drunk.
Oh, no, Jewel.
I think you've even told both of us in this room that
I have told everybody when I've been blacked out that I love them.
But you
wake up the next day and they're like, do you remember what you said? And I don't remember what I said,
like,
but I know what I said because I've done it before. I'm like, no, you want to tell me? You said you loved me. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, about that.
I meant it.
Yeah.
I think. Number three, a guy from California said, I was dating a girl for only 2 weeks, so I was not expecting any love professions.
Mm-hmm.
But
2 weeks?
Yeah, sure enough, after leaving her house that day, she said, I love you. And without thinking, I just reflexively said, I love you too, and walked a few steps. Quickly realized that I had made a mistake, and I turned around and said, wait, no, I don't.
Wait, no, I don't.
It goes on to say,
that didn't
not go over too well.
Oh,
just leave me like, I love you too. Oh, wait, hang on a second. I don't love you. No, I like you a lot. Sorry.
But you understand that panic mode. It's when you accidentally say it when you're hanging up the phone with somebody you're dating. You're like, oh my God.
These are the worst responses people have ever given after hearing their significant other say, I love you for the first time. Number two, one guy from Arizona said, I had a longtime girlfriend of 10 months. And after one crazy night of passion, we were both lying in bed out of breath. And I said, I've been scared to tell you this, but I think I'm finally ready to say it. I love you.
Oh, that's really romantic.
That was followed by silence for a while, which is never good.
Uh-huh.
Then she rolled over in bed and said, what do you want me to say to that?
What do you think?
Well, I would hope that you would say I love you too.
Yeah.
Dude, marry that girl, okay?
And then it said a couple more seconds of silence went by, and then she said, I'm sorry. I slept with my ex-boyfriend.
No!
Response.
Yeah, that is
that
a terrible response to I love you.
Ouch.
And so he's like, so does that mean you don't love me back?
He still didn't answer the love thing. We'll handle the ex-boyfriend stuff in a second. But
oh my God.
And the number one worst response to hearing I love you for the first time. A girl from Rhode Island said, when I was a teenager, I was out celebrating a 3-month anniversary with a guy. I was really nervous because I had strong feelings for him.
Yeah, and 3 months is like 8 years in teenage years.
We had dinner, and after dessert, he said he loved me. I was so excited to hear it that I smiled and instantly threw up on the table. Then I ran to the restroom and cried for the next half an hour. One of the waitresses eventually came in to get me and told me that my mom was waiting to pick me up in the valet area. That guy had to feel so bad about himself. I told this girl I loved her, and all she did was puke.
Dude, he was single for the next 8 years. There's no question in my mind. That is horrible.
Someone texted in at 78592 and said, a guy told me he loved me after 3 days, and I responded with, yeah, this isn't going to work. That's not a good response.
That's a good call.
Text in at 78592, call us, because as tragic as all those stories were, I have a feeling that our listeners have even worse stories.
Oh my God.
What's the worst response you've ever given or received after saying, I love you? For the first time, we'll take your phone calls and your text messages right after this. I love you. Oh, wait. Sorry. No, I don't. We'll do it next. Text message in at 78592 that says, I told my girlfriend that I loved her about 2 months into the relationship, and she gave me a double thumbs up and said, wicked.
Wicked.
Talking about the worst responses people have ever given or received after someone said, I love you for the first time. Why don't we just get right into it? Megan, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Good. What's the worst response you've ever given or received after hearing the words, I love you?
Okay, so I had started seeing this guy and we were dating for 3 weeks and I was definitely falling for him like super hard and it was just like a whirlwind. It was full of passion. We were talking every day. We were seeing each other a lot.
Cool.
So yeah, it was cool. So, finally, after we were finally romantic, I said, I love you.
That's just always romantic, the most perfect time. Like, right after the moment, you know, you're not wrapped up in other emotions at all.
I'm assuming by romantic, you don't mean just like at a candlelight dinner. You mean other things. Okay. So you said,
like,
I love you, and then what happened?
Well, he's like quiet for a second, and he says, okay, so here's the thing. I'm actually married.
Whoa. So I'm guessing things didn't work out.
Yeah, I mean, he started explaining to me that he thought that we just had a casual fling and it wasn't going to be the kind of I love you thing.
Oh, my God. He's like the worst cheater ever, too.
You should have responded with, just because you're married doesn't mean you can't love me, too.
No! Well,
yeah, I mean, I was just bewildered. I was like, well, what do you know?
Oh, my God. I would have run so quick.
Text us 78592. What's the worst response you've ever given or received after you shared the words, I love you, with a significant other? Todd, how about you, man?
Yeah. Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
Well, I was dating this girl for a few months, and everything was going great. It was awesome. We were, like, you know, just getting along great and just, you know, staying active. We went to a concert, and I don't know if it was just because the mood was right or whatnot, but, you know, I put my arms around her, and I said, I love you.
So sweet.
Very romantic, with the music playing in the background, you swaying side to side together.
I'm guessing her response wasn't as romantic as yours.
It wasn't what I expected, for sure. She actually turned around and looked at me confused and said, that's cool.
What? Oh, no!
Just a that's cool.
How were things after that night?
Well, after the concert, we were driving home, and I was just thinking about it, and, you know, I started venting a little bit because I was upset, you know.
Of course.
And she actually said to me, I thought you said I love you too.
Oh, the music group?
The band.
Oh.
Okay.
That is cool.
So yeah, did she reciprocate the love thing ever? Or was she just like, oh, no, I thought we were talking about you too, but let's not talk about that right now. Let's talk about something else.
Yeah.
Well, it actually was just very awkward after that. I was kind of like blown away. I didn't really know what to say. And just say it was a quiet ride home after that. And,
I bet.
She should have just said, I love you too.
Just put on some U2 and not talk on the drive home.
I had a rule before I started dating my husband. I would never say I love you first. That was my rule when I was dating. It was die hard on that one.
Wow.
Until I met my husband, and I was so in love with him, you guys. I couldn't hold it in any longer. I waited like maybe 2 months, and I finally said, I felt like it was going to jump out of me, and I said, I love you.
Brooke.
And he said, aw, that's nice.
That's so sweet.
He said, aw, like I'm cute.
Your husband?
Dude, my husband.
Pat you on the top of the head, too.
It took 2 months for him to tell me back.
Oh, my gosh.
And I just kept saying it. I'm like, well, F it. Yeah, we're in it now. I mean this is where we're at.
Yeah, once you let it out, you might as well just keep going. Oh, that's cool. You're so sweet. Look at you.
I was actually shocked when he finally said it. I was like, wait, what?
Text in at 78592 says, I told my boyfriend that I loved him. His response was, I think you're neato. Neato.
No.
Hello, Brooke and Jubal in the morning. Who's this?
This is Michelle.
Michelle, what's the worst response you've ever given or received after the words, I love you, have been uttered?
Okay, so I was in this new relationship, and it had been probably 2 weeks, and everybody told me that this person was kind of clingy. And I should have listened to them.
Mm-hmm.
And it was in the morning, and just out of the blue was just like straight up, I love you. I'm seriously in love with you. And I just looked at them, and I was like, nope.
Next.
That's it. Just,
nope.
You are done. Thank you very much. I'm moving on. Text us 78592 that says, I told my boyfriend that I loved him, and his response was, I love that you love me.
At least he's honest.
That's almost not that bad.
We're talking about the worst responses people have ever given or ever received after somebody said, I love you for the first time. Hey, Thomas, what's the worst response you've ever given or received after the words, I love you, have been said?
I was walking my girlfriend, which is my wife now. I was walking her to the car, and I told her, I love you, and without skipping a beat, she looked at me and just drove away.
What?
She just took off.
Did she hear you?
Yeah, she just panicked and didn't know what to do.
Peels out.
And out of
immediately
here.
Drove away.
That's awesome.
And then you somehow tricked her into marrying you.
Hey, at least it worked out.
Two weeks later, after barely talking to each other because it was very awkward, she said, I love you too.
It took 2 weeks after she drove off.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
She didn't have any commitment issues at all. To that.
We got married, so I think I won.
And how long did it take for her to say I do at the ceremony?
Brooke and Jubal in the morning.
We just talked about the worst responses to saying I love you. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning, getting a lot of text messages in at 78592. One text says, my boyfriend told me at his birthday party that he loved me. And then I told him that I just liked him, and then he sat on a swing and cried the rest of the night.
Oh, wow.
And then it goes on and says, at my other birthday party months later, a different boyfriend told me that he loved me, and I just told him I liked him too, and then he sat on my couch and cried the rest of the night.
What? Who is this heartbreak?
Both party bummers. Yeah. These guys are just bumming out the party with their tears.
Oh, my God. Did you see the text that says, my middle name is Liberty? My then boyfriend, now husband's, response to me saying I love you was, I love Liberty, comma, statue of.
What? Yeah. Random.
Yeah, statue that's of just kind of weird. Yeah. Another text in at 78592 says, after being with this guy for almost 5 months, I got the courage and dropped the L word, and I told him that I loved him. His response back was, quote, my ex is pregnant.
Whoa.
Oh.
Oops.
That's,
the thing is, I love you too, but also, I got my ex pregnant. So it's going to be a tough go for us. Another text in at 78592 said, this gal and I have been going out for about 4 months, and she called me over one night to hang out. And a pretty good evening watching movies and eating dinner, I finally said, I love you. And her response was, I actually called you over to break up with you.
Oh, no.
Well, that's, you know, communication not good in that relationship.
Yeah, no, definitely not. Keep texting in 78592. What is the worst response you got when you told somebody that you loved them? Happy Valentine's Day. Brooke and Jubal in the morning.